Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and we're catching up now with Aaron from Western Stabilisers in Corrigin. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, Tom. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I was about to say with Adam, but Adam's the tyre guy, and we're not talking with Adam this morning, we're talking with you, Aaron. But how is Adam going on the tyre front of things out there?
Yeah, no, he's been going pretty well, actually. He's been doing a lot of quotes up for people, because, you know, as we spoke last time, the tyres are going to be a bit harder to get this coming up harvest season, so he's been sourcing tyres and motorbike tyres for people and doing up a few quotes just so they can either think about getting stuff in early. But yeah, he's been keeping himself busy.
Yeah, very good. And that's a great reminder there, listeners, that like everything else in the market at the moment, tyres are also on that list of could be difficult to get hold of at some point. So make sure you are giving your machinery the once-over. And if there's any doubt whatsoever, get in contact with Western Stabilisers in Corrigin, ask for Adam, and Adam will be able to chat to you about tyres and what the possibilities are and how to work through that. We've also got Gerald working in the parts department. How's Gerald faring these days?
Yeah, he's been keeping himself quite busy, actually. He's booked himself a little bit of a break in a couple of weeks' time. So so if anyone's after some parts, they probably need to get onto him, or otherwise, you know, the rest of the team will be there to help out. But, yeah, so give him a call and he can source the things that we need.
Yes, no, good idea to go on break now because it'll only get busier after that. So good thinking there, Gerald. On another note there as well, Aaron, the Corrigin Farm Improvement Group. Now, you have some involvement with them as a sponsor, I understand.
Yeah, that we do. We sponsored the Corrigin Farm Improvement Group for a number of years now, and they just had their tree planting equipment come in for its annual service, and we did a few hydraulic hoses. Well, we replaced all the hydraulic lines because they're just starting to look a little bit worn out, and nothing worse than having a bit of a breakdown when you're halfway through planting your trees. So yeah, it was good to get on and service all that gear for them.
Yeah, no, very good. It's really nice to see. I know Western Stabilisers does a fair bit of sponsoring around town out there for different things, which is really nice to see. And it's really good work that the Corrigin Farm, well, CFIG, Corrigin Farm Improvement Group, really, really great work that they do as well. So that's really nice to see all of that come full circle. And actually, just talking about hydraulic lines there, Aaron, it's probably a good reminder. I know a lot of farmers out there, and this is from partial experience, but a lot of them out there will not worry about the hydraulic hoses until they actually burst, even though they're fraying pretty hard and they can see them and they go, oh yeah, you know, should be able to get another 6 months out of that at least. It's probably a good idea to just not do that and to start getting ahead of the game and replacing them that little bit sooner.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, I suppose it's one of those things, you know, where do you start and where do you sort of stop doing those things? But when you're in the middle of your busy season, it's not ideal to break down and have to stop and possibly wait for, you know, a day or so, because it puts you behind, and as you say, the money's not in the bank until it's in the bin, so
that's right.
So it's always a good idea just to bring it in and get the guys, I mean, to have a look at it and replace it. If you think it's starting to crack, you know, or you can see sort of rust coming through the hose, and that's usually a good sign to get on and replace it, because it means that it's coming towards the end of its life.
So, dear listeners, if you're after parts or tyres or a service on your vehicle or anything like that, get in contact with Western Stabilisers in Corrigin. And remember, that's anything from just a humble car service or tyre check all the way through to your big machinery servicing and parts replacing and tyres on those as well. So jump on the line, give them a call, book it in early, get it done, and get ready for those really busy times of the year. And Aaron, we look forward to catching up with you again next time.
Yep, no worries, Tom. And hope the rest of you and your listeners have a good afternoon this morning, and make sure they've got everything tied down.